I just got a message from Bristow, and Bristow is telling me that he and his wife have had a really rocky and tumultuous marriage for the past 10 years. It's been very tough for them. And he does say that he's pretty sure his wife has an undiagnosed borderline personality disorder, and they're always getting into fights. He does love her, though, and he's wondering whether he thinks magic mushrooms could be a last resort to possibly saving the marriage. Well, Bristow, I'm going to answer that question for you right now on today's show. Welcome to Microdose U. I am Dr. Dave.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this. Hello, Nakama. How are you all doing? I really appreciate you being here again, hanging out with me. We always seem to have a pretty good time, don't we? And I feel your energy, totally. Especially today. I think I'm feeling it a little bit more than usual. I don't know what it is. I've got this weird sense, and I can feel people's energies. And guys and gals, Nakama, which of course means kind of like tribe or people that all have the same interest. It's a Japanese word. I feel you. I'm so glad you're here. So let me go ahead and do my best to answer Bristow's question. Bristow, first of all, I feel bad for you. I'm really sorry. Having a difficult marriage, especially with somebody that you really still feel that you love, it's tough. It's not good. It's so sad. But of course, so many people are in the same situation as you are. So I hope helping you can help many other people as well, whether their spouse has a personality disorder or depression or some type of mental health disorder, or maybe they just don't get along. Maybe things are just really tough in the marriage. And your question basically is, can magic mushrooms save a marriage? And from my experience, Bristow, from microdosing over the past 3 years, I'm going to say there's a very good chance it can help, and I believe you should give it a try, you and your wife, both of you. What I've found by using magic mushrooms is they kind of go in order, and like I have shared in my three-part series, year one and year two and year three from microdosing, they take care of what's needed the most at first. So if you both start a microdosing journey to heal your marriage, I think there's a very good chance that you will find some success. The mushrooms have made me a lot kinder over the past 3 years. And I want to stress this because I've said this several times and I just want to make sure people know. I don't think I was ever an unkind person. I just, throughout my life, I've always respected other people and animals and the planet. And I do care a lot about everybody. I really do it. And I hope you can tell that this really does come through in my voice. I really care a lot. However, like anybody else, you know, I'm a human being and somebody says the wrong thing to me or I take it the wrong way or, you know, it's very easy to snap back at somebody and say something quickly. And a lot of times when you do snap back, it's not always the kindest way either. You know, people say things that maybe they don't think about at first or they don't mean or they regret later. But what I have found is that the mushrooms have truly helped me in this regard. I just have a sense of kindness now that I think I've never had in my life. And again, I'm coming from somebody that's been kind anyway, but I just think they've made me a lot kinder. Other people have actually noticed that and told me that as well. So Bristow, you know, I know a lot of people go to counseling, therapy, marriage therapy and counseling and working with some type of counselor or a therapist or something like that. And, you know, I've made it pretty clear on this show over 3 years that I'm not a big fan of talk therapy. I just think, I'm not saying it never works, but I think it's not as effective as other methods. Now, I do believe talk therapy does have a place. And I think if you and your wife do start to microdose and find some answers and some kindness and ways to be more spiritual and get together and be closer, I think there's a really good chance that combined with some type of therapy sessions with a counselor could really be the solution to improving your marriage and getting back together and getting back on the same track and not just loving each other again, but just loving to be with each other and without fighting, without turmoil, without all the things that go along, unfortunately, with so many marriages in this country and really in this world. But, you know, there's a reason why 50% of marriages don't work, or 50%, I should say this, 50% end in divorce, but I think a much higher percentage just don't work and people stay in marriages only because They're afraid of the unknown. They're afraid of change. They're afraid, well, this marriage might be bad, but if I get out of it, if I get divorced, I don't know what awaits me in the unknown. It might be even worse. Well, that's generally not the case, I will tell you that. I went through a really tough divorce many years ago, and of course I was afraid what was on the other side. Really scared, because you don't know. But if you're in a situation that is traumatic, that is difficult, that is, you know, you're always on the verge of fighting and in a fight or flight sympathetic nervous response all the time, that's just not healthy. And that's gonna literally, I think, shave years off your life if you're in a situation like that. I was, and I finally had to say enough is enough. Now, had I known about magic mushrooms back then, way back then when I got divorced, when I was going through this and I got divorced, they possibly could have helped. They may have. I don't know. It's too late now, and I'm in a wonderful marriage now, and my life is fantastic. I wouldn't want it any other way right now. So maybe I just did myself a favor by getting out of the first marriage and then finding something that really worked out for me perfectly. But could magic mushrooms have saved my original marriage? It's a possibility, because when people become kinder and you get along better and there's not always the turmoil, there's not always the fighting and the craziness and crazy personalities that go along with some of these things, yeah, I think they could have helped. I really do. So Bristow, yeah, I think there's a very good chance. Now, your wife has to be on board. If she says, no, I'm not doing that, I have no interest in using magic mushrooms, no interest in microdosing, then I think, you know, it's not going to work for you. So again, you got to take the path that you think is going to work best. But I've always said, and I've said this for a long time, even before microdosing, I've said this. If something is not working out for you, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a friendship or a family situation, or it could be anything, a business, a job you're in, whatever. If something's not working out for you and it's causing you trouble, it's causing you to not enjoy your days, it's causing you to be uncomfortable in your life and in your situation, then in my opinion, there's only one solution. Figure out what's going on, try to fix it, and if you can't fix it, get out of it. There's no other way to do it. If you stay in a toxic situation, whether it's a marriage or a job or a friendship or anything, if you stay in a toxic situation, it is going to get worse. And it's almost like reverse depositing money in a bank. Like, you put money in a bank, it starts to grow and grow and grow. And, you know, one day you, I shouldn't say a bank really, because you don't get really much interest from a bank, but in a stock market or a mutual fund or something like that, you'll invest money and it'll grow and grow and grow. And one day you'll look at it and say, wow, I've got a lot of money because of all this interest and of all this growth. Well, a toxic situation is almost the opposite. You can try to cover things up. You can try to forget about it. You can try to ignore situations, ignore trauma, ignore fighting, ignore things that you just don't like at all. But they're going to be deposited somewhere in your brain, somewhere in your body. These traumatic situations are always being deposited, and you think you can sweep them under the rug, but you really can't. They're accumulating somewhere in your body. They are. And one day they're going to blow up in the way of a mental health situation, a physical health situation, or something like that. They don't just get forgotten. They get deposited somewhere and they are accumulating. So I want you to please remember that. You can't just ignore these things. Look, I was doing that. I was ignoring a lot of the red flags that were in my life many, many years ago. And that's one of the reasons that all this stuff came back to haunt me. And that's why I went through a lot of mental health issues and even physical health issues. And that's why I had to turn to microdosing to get me fixed. But I don't want you to get to that point. If you can avoid it, I don't want you to get to the point where all these things are accumulating inside of you and then all of a sudden things burst and things go crazy. I don't want you to do that. So again, getting out of a bad situation, very, very important. Before you get out of it, yeah, try to fix it. try your best to fix it if you think the situation can be fixed and if you think you want to stay in that situation. But if you think there's no way to fix it or you just can't stand the situation, again, whatever the situation might be, then you need to get out of it. And it doesn't matter what you think of the unknown or how scared you are of the unknown, because I promise you this, the unknown will turn out to be better than the situation that you're presently in if you're traumatized, if you're hating it, if you're always sad, pissed off, angry, that type of thing. The unknown will be better because you are smart and you will figure out a way to make things better once you eliminate the really tough situation. But now we have microdosing. So again, microdosing is always good to try to help a situation before you feel you have to get out of it, because it's going to make you see things deeper, more clearly. It's going to make you be kinder. It's going to help you get along with other people better on a much higher level as well. So yeah, now we have another tool in our toolbox that I didn't have, or at least I didn't know about many years ago when I went through a lot of my craziness. So I'm trying to educate you and help you and give you a heads up that you can do this. You can do this before it gets to the point where you just have to leave the situation. But again, leaving the situation is an absolute possibility, and I don't want you to ignore it, because again, it can be a lifesaver to you. I'll repeat this. If you stay in a toxic situation, it is going to be, likely going to be, a killer. Now, like I always say, this is not medical advice. I'm sharing with you my decades long of experience with all this craziness, and I'm pretty sure that it's going to be the same with you, but I cannot officially say this is medical advice or mental health advice or anything like that. Wow. Okay. So I think, Bristow, I think I've helped you. I'm pretty sure my answer is going to change your life. I'm almost sure. Just please go ahead and give it a shot if your wife is amenable to this. And wow, this has been a little bit heavy. And what I want to do today, I want to end this one episode with a tiny little breathing exercise, because I think you need it. I think you all need it a little bit, because there's no way it can hurt you in any way. And in fact, it's only going to help you. So let's just take maybe 60 seconds. That's all we need to do. I want you to sit down, if you can, in a very comfortable position, in a comfortable place. And I want you to, when you're ready, take a long, deep breath through your nose. Okay, let's do this together. We're going to take a long, deep breath through our nose. And when I get to the point where I'm going to say hold it, just hold it right there for about 10 seconds. So let's go ahead and start. Long breath through our nose together, starting now. Okay, hold that right there. Let's hold it for just 5 or 10 seconds. Just hold it right there. And then go ahead and start breathing out. And I want the out breath to be a little bit longer than the in breath. A little bit longer. So let's go ahead and breathe out. Oh, you feel a little bit better? Just even a little bit better. Imagine if you linked a few of those cycles together, maybe 4, 5, 6 cycles together, and took a few minutes a day and did that exact same thing. I tell you guys, you will feel better. We're changing the world. I'm so appreciative that you're here with me, because we are way ahead of the curve. Do you realize that most people right now in your country, wherever you are, I'm broadcasting from the US, and most people across the world still do not even know about what we're talking about. We're way ahead. We're forging paths, and in the future, we're going to be looked at as the pioneers, the people that were talking about this many years before this became mainstream, because we are feeling better ourselves and we're helping other people feel better. Hey, if you're new to me, I want you to go ahead and check out the show notes. Every episode I do, every podcast episode, by the way, I broadcast every Wednesday and Friday. Brand new episodes are dropped every Wednesday and Friday. But in the show notes, there are 5 really important links that you can check out. And one of them is a link to our private Facebook group. Yeah, in between episodes, we got at least 1,500 people talking about microdosing and asking really good questions, and we're all helping each other out. The way you get into that, just check the link in the show notes, and when it asks you for your passphrase to get in, the passphrase is simply free Pass. Once you do that, we'll see you there. You can hang out with us in between shows and get onto my email list. We've got a lot of really good stuff coming out, and I want to share the news by email. I don't do it too often, but I only do it when it's necessary. But when I send you an email, it's pretty important stuff, so you're going to want to check that out. And there's some other links. And there's also a link that if you're interested in getting some individualized help with this, a lot of people have questions. A lot of people just aren't sure what path to take or how to do this on their own. So I do offer individualized help. There's a link there. I think it's the fifth link. I think it's number 5. And it's a video that explains a little bit about how you can get individualized help by me and also my good friend and colleague, Dr. Denise Moret, who's helping me with this program. And she's a doctor of psychology and very, very knowledgeable with plant medicine. Okay, I really hope everything helped you. Bristow, I wish you lots of luck. Let us know, check in with us, and let us know how you're making out. And to all of you, all of the Nakama, I just want to tell you, I love you. I am Dr. Dave. This is Microdose U. I will see you next time.